Thank you, Brother James. So appreciate the opportunity to speak here tonight. I appreciate the prayer offered by my friend Elder Sonny Huckabee, and appreciate the song service of Brother Chubb and those of his family, Brother Sonny, and others. So thankful to have this opportunity to speak via this media here tonight, and ask that you do pray for this brief while that I try to speak. Let's call your attention this evening to John chapter 21 and verse 22. John 21 and 22. I want to start in verse 22. I'm going to do some backpedaling, which I like to do from time to time, because I like to start right in the middle of things and to back up and see exactly what he's pointing to here. But in verse 22, he says, Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. This is near the end of a conversation that's being held between our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Apostle Peter. Peter has asked in verse 20, and I will read verses 20 and 21. He says, then Peter, turning about, saith the disciple whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And the Lord answers him by saying, what is it to thee? Follow thou me. What he's telling the Apostle Peter is, when it comes to following the Lord, is a very personal thing, and we should not be concerned about others around us and they're following the Lord, but we need to be concerned with ourselves and how we follow the Lord and how we serve him. If you back up to verse 15, so the Bible says that when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my lambs. Jesus in verse 16 says again, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter replies, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. The Lord replies, feed my sheep. In verse 17, the Lord asks him again, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. One of those interesting points there, if you have a Strong's Concordance there, or Strong's Bible, King James Version, you will find that the word lovest changes from agape in verse 15 and 16 to phileo, which means brotherly love, in verse 17. I believe there's a major point here that Jesus Christ is trying to make to the Apostle Peter when he's asking him the question, do you love me? And he asks him three times, and he tells him to feed the lambs, feed the sheep, and feed the sheep. But I believe what he's trying to tell the Apostle Peter when he's asking the question, do you love me? Lovest thou me? What he's trying to get across to the Apostle Peter is that our service to the Lord, the sole motivation, if I can put in those terms tonight, the sole motivation for us serving the Lord should be out of a heart of love. What we do should be based on our love for the Lord. We know the Lord loves us. The Bible tells us in John chapter 15 and verse 13, greater love hath no man than this. They lay down his life for his friends. In Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, I love thee with an everlasting love. We know that in Romans chapter 8, the Bible says there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Once he sheds his love on us, he loves us forever, and we should have a heart of love. I believe too many times, and this is strictly my opinion, this is what I believe. I believe that many people serve the Lord out of duty or responsibility instead of out of a heart of love. What we need to understand is what the Lord has done for us. we understand everything the Lord has done for us and how much he loved us. And he loved us so much, as John 3:16 says, that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only begotten son, is how John 3:16 reads. When we see how much he loved us, then when we serve him, it should be out of a heart of love. Do we serve the Lord out of responsibility? Do we serve him out of duty? Do we serve him out of obligation? One of my favorite country songs today is a song called Humble and Kind. And in that song, it says, go to church because your mama says to. Friends, I don't think that's a good reason for going to church, because your mama says to. It's not a bad reason, but the reason we should go to the church house to go to worship in spirit and truth is that we love our Lord. And everything we do should be driven out of a heart of love and the motivation of love. And he's trying to tell the Apostle Peter that we must love one another. The Bible tells us that there's two commandments as far as the New Testament. And he says that we are to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, and all thy mind. And then he says to love our neighbor as ourselves. But we are to love the Lord. We are to love him. And I believe we express love in so many ways. But one of the ways we do it is by serving him. He tells the Apostle Peter to feed his lambs, feed his sheep, and feed his sheep. That's the service that Peter is going to render to the Lord. But he wants him to do it out of a heart of love, and not because he thinks he has to, or the Lord is requiring him to do so, but that he loves the Lord. And when he changes that to there in verse 17, to that love as being the phileo love, the brotherly love, I think he's referring to that we are to love our brethren, and we are to serve them with a heart of love. I'm often reminded of Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. It says, even so, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. What that tells me is that the Lord has come to serve and not to be served. And he did it because the Lord sent him to do that. Jesus Christ says in John chapter 6, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, that he is to seek and to save them that are lost. Jesus Christ came to this earth because of his love for his Father. And he came because of his love for his brothers, and that would be us. What a blessing it is when we understand that, and when we can think tonight that the Lord loves us that much. How much do we love the Lord? How much do we prove that we love the Lord? How much do we show that we love the Lord? How do we show that we love the Lord? I believe that we show him by serving him with a heart of gladness. I believe in Psalm 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye lands, and enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Friends, I believe a thankful heart is a loving heart, because it realizes that all the blessings that we have come down from Jesus Christ, from the Lord himself, that every good and perfect gift cometh down, as it says in James chapter 1. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. So I believe he's trying to drill to Peter and get him to understand that serving the Lord is out of a heart of love. I believe there's something else that's involved there. And I believe that we, when it talks about in verse, and I want to look at verse 22, following the Lord, and I believe the first point being that we must love him. We must do it out of a heart of love, that we don't get up on Sunday morning or this service tonight and say, well, it's just what I do. I have to go to church. I have to tune in. My pastor is expecting me to join in this service. We ought to have a heart of love and express that on every chance we get. Brother James mentioned the passing of Sister Pell Willis and how my heart is broken for that family. Sister Pell lost her youngest brother in 2018. Her mother died in 2019. her older brother died in 2019, and now she's passed in 2020. What a loss to our church family. And I love that family. They've been a blessing to me, and it has broken my heart. And I have served, I have tried to serve them at New Bethel out of a heart of love. Do I always show that heart of love? No, I don't. I'd like to work on that, and I want to work on that and show them even more in the future how much I love those that I try to pass them. I think there's something else that's required in following the Lord, and that is faith. Brother Sonny mentioned in his prayer, and I do appreciate, once again, the prayer offered by Brother Sonny. And I like that what he said about faith. I believe in regeneration, and we're given an amount of faith. But you know what? We can increase our faith. We can add to our faith. And we need to exercise our faith. My Bible tells me in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. It didn't say we can please God without faith. You know, if the cards are played right or things just fall into place, it says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we must have faith, and we must use that faith. We must exercise that faith. And I believe we need to add to our faith. There are some things we can add to it. We can add temperance and patience and virtue and knowledge. And I think it's brotherly kindness. I may be wrong there. But we can add to those things. We can add to our faith. But the Bible tells me in Proverbs 3:5, and one of my favorite scriptures, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Friends, we need to understand tonight that to follow the Lord requires faith. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Friends, how is your faithometer? Where's your faith level now? I believe now we're in very difficult times, and it seems to be getting more and more difficult each day. The little bit of news that I read or may hear on the television or the radio seems to be very negative. I see all these ships that are at port and not being allowed to unload. And some of the times when we've had such an easy way times in getting the things that we need from the shelves of different stores, things that we need for food or things we need to run our home, they're a little more hard to find now. But friends, I think that's when we need to exercise our faith even more. We need to follow the Lord. We need to follow him in faith and trust the Lord. The psalmist David said, I was once young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. The Lord has provided for us. He takes care of us. He knows what we're in need of before we even ask. And we need to exercise that faith and trust in the Lord. You know, we can read so many examples of those who trusted the Lord. Hebrews 11, to me, when times that my faith may be cold and weak, and I'm kind of like the man there, and I think it's Mark chapter 9. He says, Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. There's times that we struggle with things in this life. But I believe when we struggle with these things in this life, that's when we turn to the Lord and even trust him more. We trust him to meet our needs, to take care of us and provide for us, to watch over us and protect us and care for us and direct us and guide us and love us and keep us in the hollow of his hand. Friends, we need to trust the Lord. We need to have faith. Because without faith, once again, it is impossible to please God. But read Hebrews chapter 11. And I go there often when I feel like when I'm sinking in despair, when things don't seem to be going in the direction I would like for them to go in. And you may not experience that, but I do from time to time. And I go back and I read about those. I like to refer to them as the hall of faith. Those men who saw and women who trusted the Lord with many different things. You know what the Bible even says? There were some who didn't see they didn't see that, but yet they still trusted. They still trusted. Think about Abraham and the faith Abraham had. Think about Noah and Moses and all those. I tried to speak on Moses not too long ago, and the faith of Moses, and how he chose rather to suffer afflictions with the saints of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Friends, Moses had it made in Egypt's land, but he wasn't among his people. Friends, I have a desire to be among my people. You know, our hearts are broken from time to time, and I must confess to you that our having to cancel our associational meeting for the second year has broken my heart. I've been looking so forward to meeting at Antioch Church for our associational meeting, but with this COVID, it's just as rampant as it is and claiming lives of those that we love, we felt necessary to cancel. But we need to trust the Lord that he will return us again to that day that we can meet in his house and fellowship one with another. I believe that's what he says when he says, follow me. And let me tell you something. We need to understand that the road will not always be smooth. There will be times that it gets rough. You look at the disciples' life. Just because they followed the Lord, they went through many hardships and many tests and trials and tribulations in this life. But the Lord has said, in this world we shall have tribulation. We're going to have those times. There's times of testing. But you know what the Bible says? He says that the trial of your faith is precious. You ever really consider that? That the trial of your faith is precious? Oh, friends, we need to exhibit our faith, and we need to trust in the Lord each and every day that we live and rely on him even more. The last part here is I think we need to follow his example. We need to follow the example that the Lord set for us. I already mentioned that he'd come to do the Father's will. Friends, I think we need to do what the Lord would have us to do. We need to seek his counsel and his guidance for us in our lives. We need to ask him, Lord, I think it was Samuel, and maybe not Samuel, he said, Lord, here am I, send me. Friends, we need to have that mentality. Lord, here am I, send me. Lord, if this be your desire, be your will that you send me to do this. I don't think the Lord will send you somewhere without equipping you to do what he's going to send you to do or ask you to do. I believe we follow the Lord's will. We follow his example. We follow his guidance and his direction. We follow his example. Friends, how loving was Jesus Christ? I see so much evil in this world. I see so much hatred and meanness in this world. Lord didn't hate. He loved. He didn't pick and choose. He served those he come in contact with. He loved them. And we ought to love as the Lord loved. What a great example our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was. You know, I heard a story this week that was really touching. There was a young lady who was crowned her homecoming queen of Forest County AHS near Hattiesburg. One of her classmates, a senior maid, her mother had died of cancer early that Friday morning. And when this young lady was crowned as homecoming queen, she walked over to her and put the crown on her head. I believe that's the example the Lord would have us to follow, that we do look to others and prefer others ahead of ourselves. You know, we don't know what each one of us is going through sometimes, but the Lord does. And he loved. He showed great mercy. You know, many times that he reached out and healed those who were sick. And, you know, I'm constantly reminded of different scriptures, but one I always think of is John chapter 5, where the man is at the pool of Bethesda and there's no one there to help him. The Lord came and said, arise, take up thy bed and walk. He told him, I have no one to help me. He put me in the water when the angel stirs the water. But you know what? The Lord helped him. And then when you look at that wild Gadarene, nobody could tame him. Nobody could do anything with him, but the Lord reached out to him. Friends, I believe the Lord loved perfectly. He loved Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. And friends, he loves us. We need to follow that example of love. We need to follow his example of mercy. We need to follow his example in doing the right thing at all times. You know, we're like the scripture, I think it's found in Acts. It says that he went about doing good. He went about doing good. If a gentleman conducted your funeral service, and at your funeral service, he made this statement that you personally, each person that's listening tonight, says this person went about doing good. Would you like that statement made? They went about doing good. Reaching out, even sometimes when those who, they may not be so good to you, they may not treat you well, but you in return, don't, when you're reviled, you don't revile back, but you love. I think the Lord set such a great example for us. He did it in service to his Father. He did it in service to his Father. He prayed. And he, not only did he pray to the Father on his behalf, but he prayed on our behalf. John chapter 17. I pray for them that you've given me out of the world. Oh, he prayed, and I believe he's making intercession today for you and I. He's speaking on our behalf at this moment. What a blessing it is. And we ought to intercede for one another. I like that song, I Need the Prayers of Those I Love. And it talks about that intercessory prayer to intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love. Friends, what a great scripture is found here in John chapter 21. When he says, what you need to be concerned about, Peter, is following me. Do not be concerned about John, but be concerned about yourself and taking up your cross and following me. One part of scripture says, take up thy cross daily and follow me. What a blessing it is to follow the Lord. It's not always easy, but the blessings are immense. Thank you so much this evening for allowing me to come and speak to you. Brother James, I thank you so much for asking me to speak tonight. And I pray that if anything has been said amiss, that you give, let it on my charge. If anything's been said that would bless you and honor you, you give that all the honor and glory and credit to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.